This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Good song, Barry Manilow. Before we get to the naughty gossip columnist, Rob Shooter, Corey Zelnick, a dear friend of both me and Bernard for a long time, real estate mogul here in New York City, been on the show many, many times, and we love him, stops by too, to say hello. And quickly, I know Bernie's here. I've been all over Steve Kerr on Twitter the last couple of days. You're a big basketball fan. You've got courtside tickets for the Knicks. Golden State has moved on to the West to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in 8 years. Say what you want about Steve Kerr. He's becoming a legend. But I've been all over him because of the way he reacted a couple of nights ago. But you could add some context to the story because it turns out, for folks that don't know this, Steve Kerr is actually a victim in his family of a horrible shooting. What is that all about?
In 1984, his father was the president of the American University in Beirut, and he was assassinated.
His father, Steve Kerr.
His father was assassinated.
So when he freaks out about gun violence.
There's a little depth to it.
A little depth. I mean, did you know that story, Bernard?
I certainly did. I saw his mom's talking about it. Probably the same thing Corey saw. I saw his mom's talking about it. Doesn't faze me a bit. He's still an a-hole who should shut his mouth.
It's exactly what I said to Corey. I said the same exact thing.
We all agree
he's still a jerk, even though he did suffer from gun violence. One last thing quickly before Shooter. You're on that Jerry Seinfeld boat. Bethany's not. Bethany Frankel. She said the city is dead. Quickly, you've got some statistics to prove to the listeners that New York City is, in fact, anything but dead.
I don't like being on the Seinfeld boat because I don't like to seem like I'm a blowhard about it. But I just like to throw facts. I've got companies at the retail level that have committed millions and millions of dollars. They have signed leases. They're going to be opening up stores all over town.
True.
Names you've heard of, names you have not heard of. Every time they sign a lease, they're making a $10, a $15, a $20 million commitment to the city because it's a 10 or 15-year commitment. It adds to the tax roll. It helps employment. So there's positivity all around. It's not visible. The crime, the violence, that's holding this whole thing back. Yesterday, my wife was walking up the street, East 81st Street, 2nd and 3rd Avenue, with her son, taking him to the doctor. A guy walked by opposite direction and just pushed her.
No.
Just pushed her over.
Are you serious?
Serious. Thank God she was not hurt badly, and she didn't know how to react because it was all fast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's terrible, and we have to take care of that first.
God.
But I'm telling you, there's a tremendous commitment to the long-term existence of this city. And by the way, you can't rent an apartment in Manhattan.
I know that.
You cannot
rent
an apartment in Manhattan.
I'll tell you a funny story. When I left my apartment to move to Queens, I actually went back to the building about a week ago because I'd forgotten something there. And I saw my doorman, Marcos. Yeah. And I said, hey, is my apartment still open? He said, Sid, the next day.
That's right.
And that was the most expensive apartment in the place.
Wow. That's right.
Next day.
You can't.
Corey, people are cocked and ready for the comeback when it comes.
That's it. It's a long run. It's a long game, and you have to understand that. I think you had me here in March, and you tried to pin me down for when it was going to be back, and I said to you, Labor Day, okay? I think I'm going to be a little bit off, but not so far.
Yeah.
Not so far. Tremendous commitment to the city.
Well, we have a tremendous commitment to you because we love you.
Thank you.
And continue to be the voice of New York. And Jessica, your wife, is beautiful. And your daughter, Bailey, and Max, and the whole crew. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend. And it's great to see you, as always. Great.
Thank you so much. And I love that you have me here on Fridays when Rob's here. It makes it very special.
I know. That's becoming like a date.
It's like a thing.
Shooter.
It's a thing.
Yeah, here he is.
By the way, one last thing. I'm so sorry. Someone threw me tickets to the Music Man this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I went. It was a fabulous show. Fabulous show.
I heard it was great.
The most depressing thing, though, I had to wear a mask the whole freaking time.
Oh, I know.
It was brutal.
I know. I have a mask story about yesterday on the shuttle off of the ferry, which nearly got me arrested. I'll get to that. Thank you for that, Corey Zelnick. Here he is, the naughty gossip columnist, Rob Shooter.
Hello.
How are you, handsome?
Are you two guys? I'm joining the Handsome Guy Society this morning. It's a secret club here in Manhattan.
It's a good club.
It's a good club. You look very tanned, my friend.
I am. I live on the beach, so it's easy now. Yeah, I'm on the beach. I'm at the beach every day.
Looking good.
Thank you. And there's a chance I'll see you later at Rosanna Scotto's restaurant.
No, drinks tonight. I haven't been out in a while. I think Friday night's a night to go out. If it's going to be a thunderstorm, but who
cares? I know.
We'll see you there.
We're talking about Scotty. He'll be on Good Day New York coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, folks. So watch the great Rob Shooter on Channel 5. Now, you're a big Bravo guy like I am. You cover it. I'm just an enthusiastic fan. I know you're aware of the show Below Deck, you're not aware that I'm going to be the celebrity star on that show in August.
You know, that is a huge show. So it started off a little bit of the underdog on Bravo. They didn't quite know what to do with the show, and suddenly it exploded. It now gets more ratings than The Housewives. This is the number one show on Bravo, and I think it's the combination of all the drama and the beautiful locations and the boat, and we see sexy people in bikinis. I hope you're going to wear a Speedo. maybe not. I don't know.
Danielle's coming, but the people on the boat are very good-looking young guys and girls.
It's good-looking and lots of drama, and I think it reminds us of that lifestyle that we all wish we could sort of have. It's total escapism. When are you going?
August, to the Mediterranean.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I actually have a Zoom with the producer on Tuesday.
Oh.
Me, Danielle, and some other folks. Helen Hoey, Jen from Dolce Aesthetics, she's coming on the boat. So the Zoom is Tuesday, and we're going to make concrete the plans. And sometime in August, sail away to the Mediterranean.
I love it. I would guess that you're playing the rich couple who rent the boat.
No, we're playing the not rich couple who got the boat for free. Because I'm a celebrity.
Hey, congratulations. You are a celebrity. Congratulations. Bravo, if you're listening, sign this one up. I'll watch.
So speaking of watching, I can't wait to watch you, Rob, at 9 o'clock on Channel 5.
Thank you.
To see exactly how handsome you are, because Sid raves about you.
I'm really shockingly good looking.
I got to tell you. Hey, listen, you have some information about Kim Kardashian apologizing to her family over Kanye's antics. What's going
on? Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? So after all these years of all this drama, Kim finally figured out that when you bring somebody into a relationship with you, you actually bring them into the entire family. And so we've all been talking about Kanye, and he's wacky, and he's rude, and he's aggressive. And we've seen what that has done to Kim. Nobody ever actually stopped and thought, what did this do to the family? They love Kim. They love those children. And so finally, Kim got to that point, and she said, I've figured out what this guy did, not just to me, but the entire family, is something that I have to apologize for.
Nice.
And finally, Kim said, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's amazing. Said, you don't think like that. Like when you meet somebody cute and you bring them home, you forget the whole dynamic of that family could potentially change.
Sure.
And if you bring somebody home who's not a good guy, not a good girl, it's hard to tell you that. Everybody wants to support you. Do you go against the boyfriend or the girlfriend? If you do, you always lose. And so you just have to accept this fool into your family, sort of hoping that finally they will see the light. And finally, that's happened with Kim.
Naughty gossip columnist Rob Shooter. One more story about the Kardashians. Kourtney married that tattoo-riddled-looking, horrible-looking guy, Travis. But she did still call Scott Disick on his birthday, and that's causing some issues, I guess, inside the family. Let's move back to the Housewives. You talked about that. Big trouble in New Jersey. Dolores, for example, not invited to Teresa's birthday party over who likes which manzo. Turns out between Carolyn and Tommy and Dee, if you like one manzo, you're good with Teresa. If you like the other manzo, you're good with Dolores. And what is going on there with Caroline
Manzo?
You nailed it.
So Caroline Manzo has not been on that show now for several seasons, but the shadow of Caroline is so dramatic that we're still talking about her. In fact, Teresa, if you're listening, hello. But Teresa, if you're listening, the best thing to do
Louis listens. I'm not sure about Teresa.
It's just stop dealing with this. She's left. She's not on the show. She's not in your life. And so holding grudges about somebody that you don't have to deal with anymore just makes them win. So Caroline Manzo, who I've known since day one of that show, I made a fatal mistake. When those shows start, I know they could gossip, and it fills my column full of deliciousness, and they're low-hanging fruit. It's hard for me to get to Julia Roberts. I sort of maybe can, but it's a little bit harder. But I can get to a housewife rather quickly. And so when the show started, I looked around and I was like, which one of you is going to be my future in the world of celebrity gossip on the reality show? And I thought Caroline.
Oh.
And so I went with Caroline and Teresa.
Caroline instead of Teresa.
I sort of dumped Teresa. I did a pilot with Teresa and I was a bit rude to her. And now it's so biting me in the bottom and I deserve it because I didn't treat Teresa. I thought she was like, she'll be on TV for 3 weeks. Like
oh,
that
boy.
One. She's the star.
She's
Teresa
the OG. Yeah.
Is the star. Teresa, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Rob Shooter, the Naughty Entertainment reporter, the gossip reporter on the Bernie and Sid show. Rob, By the way, on this Memorial Day weekend, let me thank you for your service in the Royal Navy SEALs. You are a true hero. Hey, listen, the Queen of Nice, there was another Queen of Nice. This one is Ellen DeGeneres. The other was Rosie O'Donnell until we found out she was the Queen of Mean. She was very nasty. And the same thing happened to Ellen DeGeneres. She signed off. I understand she was crying for the last few weeks on her show.
Yeah, she's
what's up with that?
She's finished on the show. So yesterday was her last show. She was crying yesterday, breaking down. What people don't know, she actually taped that show in April. So Ellen's now sitting on her couch watching like the rest of us. She wasn't working yesterday. They taped it in April. Her very first guest ever on that show was her friend Jennifer Aniston. And so the very last guest was Jennifer. I think Ellen's trying to sort of rebuild that reputation and rebuild that brand. There are some good things she's done. Over $300 million to charity. She said that when she started the show 20 years ago, she couldn't mention her wife. She couldn't mention gay marriage. It just didn't exist. And so the world has really changed, partly because of Ellen, maybe around her as well. And so she said, and I think this is interesting too, is that the last week of the show, which again, she taped a few months ago, she wanted to like really enjoy it. And I think in life, you know, we all run around. I have an amazing life, and some days I can be a little grumpy, and like today, it's sort of a bit overcast, I have a bit of a sinus headache, and I just slapped myself and said, shut up, you don't have to do this, you get to do it.
Right.
And there's so many people that don't get to do this, and so I hope Ellen's in that place. That's what she's saying.
Well, especially with Memorial Day weekend coming up, and those people, men and women who put their lives on the line. Here we're talking about nonsense, to be honest with you, and it's great, it's fantastic, but... we are not the real true heroes.
Right.
Now, listen, I know we've got stories about Ray Liotta and other things, but I know you're going to Channel 5 today.
You have to rush.
Rosanna Scotto loves me. She's dying to put me on her show to promote my book and all the movies I'm in. She loves me. But there's a bunch of producers at Woke Channel 5 that are not big Sid Rosenberg fans, and she's getting pushback. So you promised you would go see Lamar and all these people and make sure I get an appearance to promote my book.
I'm going to do my
on Good Day
very
New York.
Best.
No, you have to get it done.
Oh, Fritty, yes. I never not pull it off. I'm going to pull this off. They're a great bunch over there. In their defense, there's a lot of people on that show. There's a lot of moving parts to it. And I think the way we get you on that show, Sid, is to say how much you like them.
I love them.
And there you go.
But they hate me, but I love them.
No more, period at the end of a sentence. That's going to be your best friend. I used to work for Diddy and J-Lo and all these celebrities. And when I media trained them, I used to always tell them, shut up. Just shut up. You say a sentence, your best friend is a period at the end. Shut up. I love you, Rosanna Scotto. Say Sid. I love you, everybody on the show. Say Sid. You will be on.
That's it. Okay, let's get to the blind item. Another spectacular appearance. And we love this part of the show. This is where Rob gives out some really tawdry information about celebrities. And we try to figure out exactly who he's talking about. But he won't tell us because he's afraid he's going to be sued.
Basically, yes. Which celebrity couple who recently got back together after breaking up a long time ago are never going to get married? They're not going to
do it. They just got back together.
They got back together. They broke up years ago. They are two big stars. We talk about them every day.
I got it.
They are not getting married.
Every day. It's got to be J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
I can't confirm.
Bernie, you got a guess? That's my guess.
Olivia Wilde and the other guy. Oh, it's just still separate.
All right.
The Saturday Night Live guy?
That's right. What is it, Jost? No, he's with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, they're married, yeah.
They're married,
could
yes.
Could it be Pete and Kim? Who's it going to be? Some people said it could be Rob and Sid, but I deny
wait
that.
Wait a second. It can't be Pete and Kim because this couple got back together. They first got together.
That's right.
It's got to be J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
You are a detective, my friend, and I could not say another word.
You're brilliant. We're all going to watch you on Channel 5. This is such a great segment. You are very handsome. You're great.
Bernie, I can't wait. Wait for you to see this face. I hope you're sitting down.
I'm going to take pictures on my phone, believe it or not. I'm going to actually videotape it, DVR.
Look what I found on the desk. I found Sid's credit card. I held it up.
Take it with you.
No, sorry, that was on camera. Oh, the number. I know, that's your number.
Try to hold up to the camera while we're on TV. Thanks, Rob. Oh, you are hilarious. That's a great segment. Both Corey Zelnick and Rob Shooter, thank you for stopping by. You're both beautiful, beautiful men. Lots more to do. Only halfway through, including Greg Kelly. This Memorial Day Friday holiday edition of the number one rated news talk show in New York City, Bernie and Sid.